The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. It's a sale so nice, they do it twice a year. Save 50% site-wide on the world's best proteins, like legendary steaks, gourmet burgers, versatile chicken, pork, seafood, and more. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code AUDIO when you shop omahasteaks.com today. Now is the time to save big on everything you need to serve up mouth-watering flavor, like USDA-certified tender steaks, perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers in America's heartland and delivered right to your door. With unrivaled quality and variety, every bite is backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't wait. Shop now at omahasteaks.com and save 50% site-wide on steaks and more during the semi-annual sale. Plus, get an extra $35 off with promo code AUDIO at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code AUDIO. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Clearly, there is one place better than any other to find your soulmate, and that's Etsy.
Etsy. Apparently, you're going to be able to get a roadmap to finding the love of your life.
And custom ornaments.
And custom ornaments, yeah. It's a twofer.
Uh-huh.
You get everything and more on Etsy. So I was scrolling through TikTok, and RIP TikTok almost, and I saw these girls did a really fun party where they all got a psychic reading to find where they were going to meet their soulmates, but also it came with a portrait, like a custom portrait. So they did a soulmate reveal party. And I thought that looks so fun, but all my friends are married, so I can't do it.
So a soulmate sketch artist?
Yes, a soulmate sketch artist who's a psychic. So she does some kind of ritual and she tells you what the stars say is going to happen in your love life, like where you're going to meet them, what they're going to be like. And then she sketches what they look like. So, I think it's a great addition to some dating advice that you got to know what you're looking for. So might as well have a picture to follow so that I know my soulmate when I see him. So I have the photo and I have her reading. I had to shorten it because it was very, very long. Would you guys rather hear what's going to happen in my love life first, or would you rather see the photo first?
I want to see the photo so then I have a visual of you with the man as you tell us what's going to happen.
Okay, so if you head to your email, I have just sent you an email titled My Soulmate, 8C. And if you click on it, you will see the love of my life.
Well, he's a good looking dude. He's not what you have described to us.
Do you know what he looks like? He looks like the dude from Prison Break. Wentworth Miller.
Michael Schofield?
Schofield?
I think that is Wentworth Miller. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let me look him up.
He does kind of resemble him a little bit.
He looks like Mikey when he shaved his head.
No, okay. He does not.
Wait.
No, he
kind of does.
Like, he looks like Mikey?
He looks like a tan, chiseled Mikey. But the like hair,
like a Mikey who went through a Matt Rife cosmetic surgery.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, like my soulmate has a five head. So that's
what?
A five head. Head. Instead of a forehead,
gotcha.
A five head. I'm trying to say he's a big forehead.
Okay, I think this is a good looking guy.
He is cute.
He's got the chiseled jaw going on. I mean, he's classically good looking dude.
I'm truly not offended by it.
Brown eyes, brown hair. If he grew the hair out.
If he grew the hair out, this would be a winner.
Right?
Me.
He's got a nice perky nose. He's got the lips aren't too plump. They're just plump. He's got a little bit of a 5 o'clock shadow going on. This is an attractive dude.
Uh-huh. He's 5'1".
There it is.
Okay, you can't tell because he's sitting down. Okay, so then I got a reading. And what I thought was really interesting is I don't know if y'all remember, but right before I left for Ireland last year, a psychic had DM'd me. And there is something that this psychic said in my reading that this psychic also said. So I'm starting to think that the stars are screaming and shouting that I need to go to one place to find the love of my life. So the reading that I got from Setharis off of Etsy said, "Beloved Abby, welcome to this sacred space where your hopes, fears, and dreams find a gentle place to rest. Your presence here is like a spring bloom, vibrant yet tender, full of life and possibility. Underneath the vast sky, I begin the ritual."
It's like a haiku.
I feel like we need that, like, do-do-do music behind it.
Do we have any do-do-do music? All right. "In the stillness, his presence began to form. His essence was steady, like the roots of a tree that has weathered many seasons. He is European, with features that carried the strength of his lineage and eyes that seemed to hold a quiet depth. A symbol emerged, a compass. It spoke of direction and purpose, suggesting that his profession involves guiding others, perhaps in fields such as navigation, teaching, or mentoring. His life is marked by a search for truth and a desire to bring clarity to the lives he touches. As the vision softened, I felt a gentle presence beside me. A guide had come, their energy both warm and knowing. Their words were cryptic, yet filled with purpose. Seek the cards. They hold the place and the time." With that, the presence faded, leaving behind a sense of peace and anticipation. Returning to my space, I invited you to breathe deeply with me as I shuffled the oracle cards, each motion carrying the intention of finding the answers you seek. The first card revealed itself with the image of a bustling marketplace, vibrant with color and life. This suggests that your meeting will take place in a lively setting, perhaps a festival, a community gathering, or a place where ideas and cultures come together. Next, my gaze fell upon the oak dice resting beside the cards. I rolled it, and it landed firmly on the number 7. This speaks of alignment in 7 weeks or months, or perhaps during the 7th phase of the moon cycle, a time when fate seems to work its quiet magic. With light and gratitude, Setharis.
Okay.
So I got to find a marketplace.
All right.
You've been hitting up the Buckhead Publix.
Yes, I think that's where you're at.
My soulmate's at the Buckhead Publix.
In the European cheese section.
So,
aisle 7.
Aisle 7.
Get you some Gouda and a good man.
Hey, a Gouda man.
Hey, The Bird Show.